Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today we're going to do more of a topic-based podcast. I wanted to share with you guys a piece of software, an application, I guess you could say, that I've been using for the last almost 2 years in both our clinical practice and in the online businesses that I have really successfully. And I think this is something that all of you could benefit from learning how to use as well and implementing into your businesses. And it's a fairly simple software application that I'm not a very tech savvy individual. And if I can pick it up, anybody can. And that software is called ClickFunnels. So ClickFunnels, to give you kind of a background on this, it's basically, was started by a marketer named Russell Brunson. And Russell Brunson, in a nutshell, was looking for ways to develop what are called funnels, sales funnels faster, right? So a sales funnel is basically your ability to take somebody from opting in, let's say exchanging their information for something, to then becoming a paying customer as fast as possible, but also to drive them to the actions that you want them to take. So you could take in physical therapy, an ideal of a sales funnel fits with, let's say somebody opts into a piece of content you have that's like a content upgrade for, let's just say, a lower back pain ebook. And now this could be embedded in a blog post that you have about lower back pain, and it organically fits there. Let's say they opt into it and they exchange their email and their name in exchange for this ebook. Well, let's say they go through a nurture campaign or something like that, and there's calls to action for them to come and see you, and they eventually turn into a patient. So the beginning of that sales funnel really is you're driving somebody where they're organically finding a piece of content that you wrote, and then they're clicking onto something to exchange their information with you, and they're starting the beginning of that sales funnel, right? So it's a way for that you to get people that are interested in what you have to sell or the service you have to sell into a information exchange to then lead them towards becoming a customer, hopefully, right? Assuming that you're the right fit to help that person. Well, Russell basically was kind of getting fed up with having to piece together all these different third-party software applications to integrate them to then be able to develop these sales funnels. And it wouldn't always work because, sometimes integrations don't. But this is where ClickFunnels came from. So ClickFunnels allows you to build landing pages and sales funnels very quickly in sort of a drag and drop template, and allow you to build places for people to exchange information and to have landing pages that you can drive people to for a specific purpose. Okay, so let's give you a couple examples of how my practice uses this, because I think this will make a lot more sense whenever I talk about why I think it's so valuable. And it's something that I get pretty much, I would say at this point, 90% of the people that are in my mastermind group are using ClickFunnels because they're at a point in their marketing that it's complex enough that they need it, right? So in my business, we use ClickFunnels, like I said, sort of in the first example with opt-in pieces of content. So we have some content upgrades, and this is where people can opt in either for, let's say, maybe a video that's more in-depth on a certain topic or a blog post, but it's something that they want that we'll then exchange their information for. And what ClickFunnels allows you to do, which is really interesting, is have the ability to gather that information. You can integrate it with your current software that you use for email. So let's say you have MailChimp, then you can integrate the landing page with MailChimp. And then that can put them right into a an automated nurture sequence. So a nurture sequence is basically where you send emails that are pre-written to somebody that opts in for one of these pieces of content, right? So that's sort of the way that many people will use these different landing page softwares. But what ClickFunnels allows you to do as well, which is pretty interesting, is have the ability to create one-time offers. So let's say somebody opts into that first page. Let's say they want that back pain ebook, right? Well, you can then on that next page, instead of it going to a thank you page or to nothing, you can actually build out what are called one-time offer pages, which these are one-time offer upsells. So let's say you had somebody that had a lower back interest and they wanted an ebook from you about lower back pain. And then the next page, you could then offer them something that they could buy. So it could be a lower back pain program. It could be a discounted consultation with you. It could be telehealth consultation with you. It could be any number of things, but it's somebody that is showing you or telling you that they're interested in this topic enough to exchange their information with you. And at the point of exchange, you can then give them an opportunity for a one-time offer where they can buy something. Usually it's some sort of, you know, discounted offer of some kind that is associated with what they're expressing interest in. So why is this important? Well, this is potentially a game changer for the way that we interact with patients, that we can get away from interacting with physicians and not necessarily needing, you know, referrals from them to be a viable business. You know, in our practice, I've met with a handful of physicians, but I've never gone out of my way to meet with a physician. It's always been, they've sent people our way. We're looking for, let's say, you know, a non-surgical sports med doc that we can refer people to, primarily because we just need somebody, because we can't always get everybody better. Sometimes they need a injection, they need a real-time ultrasound to help get us a better idea of, are we missing something? You know, is this potentially outside of our skill set, or maybe they need surgery? You know, I mean, that those cases do happen. So we need to try to find these referral sources, but I've never ever asked for a physician to send me patients and gone and try to do physician referral marketing, because I think that they're just busy and there's better things for them to be doing. And, you know, you have to kind of look at from their side. Like, this dude, it's hard for them to take a meeting with you. And not only that, you really bring very little value to them unless you're sending a bunch of people their way, right? Like, that's just the way it is. It's they're in need more patients as well. So if you're not doing that, then, you know, it's probably unlikely that they want to spend a lot of time with you and try to figure out, you know, yeah, why you're unique. So for us, you know, we're able to focus much of our efforts on in-person kind of local networking. So just like, you know, getting in the community and teaching and getting to meet people and establishing relationships with people. And the other part is digital. So we can do this and start to target people. You can do this on your website, but you can also go ahead and pay to get some of these messages put in front of people. And when you target them via Facebook or Google or whatever it is to a specific landing page, that landing page, back in the day, you would have to build this out on your Squarespace or your WordPress, whatever it might be. Now you can build out these vetted templates that have been shown to have high conversion rates. So conversion rate is, let's say 10 people came to your page and two of them opted in for whatever it was that you had offering, or the offering that you had there. That's a 20% opt-in rate. Okay, 20% conversion rate. So these will definitely have higher conversion rates from what I have seen in comparison to other page builders that I've used. So there's another one called Lead Pages that I've used for years before I even started using ClickFunnels. And I don't know what the difference is, but when I look at the conversion numbers, ClickFunnels is definitely noticeably higher. And a lot of it has to do with the way they lay the pages out, and there's a lot of testing and retesting they do. So they just work. You know, we definitely get more people to opt into those. So we use it that way. In my digital business, we do the same thing. I mean, the difference is we're not focusing on local traffic. We may do this for, you know, anywhere broad. And like, for instance, the funnel that we have with this podcast is information based, right? So if you go to the homepage to drdannymatei.com and you click the get started button, that's actually a ClickFunnels page that I built out that has, you know, a couple opt-in upgrades. So you've got all of our 2018 goal setting challenge videos, as well as our new practice checklist that you can get. So when you opt into that, you'll get that stuff sent to your inbox. But that next page that you go to is actually a one-time offer upsell. It's a webinar that we did, and it's called Become the Expert, and it's how you can position yourself as an expert in whatever field that you want. And it really comes down to you know, some content strategies and what you decide to niche down on. And that is a one-time offer upsell for $7. So it's not a lot of money. It's not expensive product, and I'm not going to, you know, make a ton of money off of that. That's not the point. The point is that if I was to advertise and send people to that page, right? So, so let's say I'm spending however many dollars a day. Let's say I send $100 a month in ads to this page, right? So, if $100 in ads is what it takes to get to this page, and let's say I get, I don't know, 70 people that opt in or in that month for that $100, you know, it's cost me a little over a dollar per person to get them on my email list. Now, let's say that, you know, one out of those seven purchases, then that's $7 that I make back to have somebody on my email list. So if I can break even building my list, that's a game changer. That's, I mean, like, how much money would you put towards that? Well, as much as you could, assuming you were breaking even, you're just building your list for free, basically, which is awesome. If you can do that and you can build an email list, this is both digital and in person. If you're a local business, you know, you would do that. So these one-time offers, even though they're not a lot of money, they're not, that's not the point. The point is to offset your marketing costs so that you can put more money into marketing, right? So there's a couple of the ways you can use it, as well as the platform allows us to put coursework together as well. So the Gym PT Blueprint, which is the course that that I have about how to start a practice in a gym, a cash practice in a gym, is housed within ClickFunnels. The sales page is on ClickFunnels. The membership site page is on ClickFunnels. It's, you know, something that I built out within that platform, within ClickFunnels, and it's something that you can actually sell and have a payment processor attached to it. So this is where it gets really interesting, because when you look at, if you can learn one platform that's going to allow you to leverage your time and leverage your resources as best as possible, you know, if you look at local business and potentially to say you're branching off into digital as well, I don't know of many platforms that would be a better fit than ClickFunnels has been for what I've been able to use it for. You know, and the fact that it has a built-in payment processor is pretty cool. It's pretty rare. So one of the other ways that we've been able to use this is to use ClickFunnels as a retargeting offer page. So what that means is basically people that have shown interest in a video we've done or in our on our website or on our Facebook page, we can retarget those people specifically with an offer for some sort of discounted visit on the front end. So let's say we have a discounted visit, and a visit for us is $199, but let's say we decide in the month we're going to have five visits that are going to be, you know, $50. Okay. And it's only to people that have shown interest in our site or our content. And so five of these for $50, and we'll put that that page together that basically is this offer page, and we can have them click through to see if there are any left. And if there are, they can actually purchase those within ClickFunnels so that we have 100% show up rate from anybody that decides to do one of these offers. I mean, could you imagine if you had 100% guaranteed, you know, they're coming in because they've already paid for it, for a new visit. Now, granted, it's at a discounted rate, but what we found is, you know, over 50% of the people that that we get that come in on offers like this end up either doing a package with us or seeing us for more than three visits after we've gotten them in the clinic. And it just so happens that, you know, the reason that kind of pushes them to that is this one-time offer. So you can use this to promote local offers. You can use this for digital things. You can do coursework on it. Like I said, you can develop a course. You could develop an entire course for a specific injury. You know, let's say you work with, let's say tennis players, and you see a lot of shoulder-related issues in your tennis players. Okay, so you want to put together a tennis player shoulder health program. You can take videos and embed them into a membership site that you can build. In ClickFunnels, you can put a PDF that they can download that has maybe a workout plan or a nutrition plan or whatever is it that you want to do. And they can get all of that from one place. And once you build it out from there, it's basically marketing. It's promoting this thing. So I would highly recommend taking a look at this. The other thing I would tell you, and you know, these are two books that I really enjoyed, and I recommend these quite a bit, is that are the actual books that Russell Brunson, marketing books he wrote. One is called Expert Secrets and one is called .com Secrets. And it really is about a lot of these digital marketing techniques and the theory behind it, as well as how to build credibility, how to build your own brand in .com Secrets, talking about kind of how to build a following. So I think those two books are really impactful. But when you read those, you'll see within the platform of ClickFunnels, you know, why things are laid out the way that they are and just how much sense they make. I mean, you can do webinars in this, you can do automated webinars within this, you can do all kinds of different sales, you can sell a book on this, you can sell a digital course on this, you can do lead generation on this, you can, you know, have offers for in-person visits or telehealth visits where people can prepay it. I mean, you can do all kinds of different things, and they can even be embedded into your site as well, so they're organic to your actual physical site, whatever that might be. So this is a resource that we've gotten a lot out of. I wanted to share it with you guys. I thought it was something that you know, would be really helpful for what you guys are doing, whether it be digital or in person. And the beauty of it is you can use it for both. So it saves you some money that way, because you can actually use it for whatever type of business you decide you want to do. So take a look at Russell Brunson's stuff. Take a look at ClickFunnels. I will tell you this. If you're interested in ClickFunnels, the cost is about, it's $97 a month for ClickFunnels. And I know for some people, they're like, dude, $97 a month, that seems like a lot. Well, it it is a little bit, I guess, like it depends on what your revenue is. That might be a decent amount of money to you at the time, but man, for what you get out of it, and if you actually implement it, it is just such a freaking steal. It's awesome. Especially with all the digital stuff that you could potentially do with it as well. If you're interested in ClickFunnels and doing a trial of ClickFunnels, what you can do is you can go to their website if you'd like. So clickfunnels.com. If you're interested in getting access to a couple of the funnels that I use and you want to go through my affiliate link, shoot me an email after you hear this. Just email me at danny@athletespotential.com and just let me know that you're interested in taking a look at ClickFunnels and that you'd like to get one of the funnels that we have already put together. So this is actually pretty cool. One of the things I really like about ClickFunnels and one of the reasons that I recommend a lot of my mastermind clients use it is because I can actually share funnels with people that I have an affiliate link with. So meaning if you go through my affiliate link, I can share a funnel that we use for lead generation in our local practice, or I can share a funnel that we've used for digital lead generation with a one-time upsell offer, like I already kind of explained, that we've used for our podcast. And it'll drag it straight to your account and you don't have to recreate the wheel. It's literally the exact same funnel. You just hook up your own payment processors and your own email management system and you're good to go. So super cool. I mean, it's a huge resource. It's taken me a lot of time and energy to build these funnels out. So, you know, if you're interested in trying it and you want to start and get the ball rolling with a proven funnel, just email me, danny@athletespotential.com, and let me know you're interested in doing a ClickFunnels trial. I'll send you my affiliate link. And then once I see your name pop it up in that, I can share one of those two funnels with you, either the local lead generation funnel that we've used for a for these sort of lower price point offers to get them in the door, or I'll share the podcast funnel that we've used, which is pretty cool because it has, you know, the opt-in page and the page that we have on this was generating like 60% opt-ins, which is really high. That means like 6 out of 10 people that landed on it were saying yes and exchanging information. And then there's a one-time offer page right after that that is pretty cool because it's a great way to offset your marketing, like I said. So guys, I hope you like this one. This is a little bit of kind of an idea of what it is that we use and why we use it. And there's a lot of other things you can get into, the kind of nuts and bolts of ClickFunnels, which is really hard to explain via podcast and would take much longer than, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. So, you know, if you're interested in some of that stuff, I definitely recommend you take a look at ClickFunnels. They've got some really good tutorials on there. And potentially there's something we can do, you know, longer training on this as well. As always, guys, if you have any questions, you know, please feel free to shoot me an email. I'd love to hear how you guys are doing with this stuff. If you have some, you know, cool feedback with ClickFunnels and, you know, I'd love to hear success story or, you know, not success story, say a foul ball didn't work out. You know, I'd love to hear how things are going with that and you know, how we can help going forward. So, hope you guys like this one. Hope you like this little mini training in ClickFunnels. This has been one of my favorite software applications that I have implemented in my business in the last, you know, year or two. And it's something that, you know, I just don't see why we would switch to anything else. It's just so easy to use. And there's so many different variations of things we can do with this. It's just, I mean, I would probably pay 5 times what they charge for the just access to all this stuff in one place. Yeah, I'm just glad that they put this together and shared it with all these other entrepreneurs. So anyway, take a look at it. I hope you guys like it. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews and all of them being 5 stars that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it.
And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.